And, you know, I believe it's become what we consider an urban legend. And so we're going to look into that. We're going to be in John. If you wouldn't care, turn there. And while you're turning there, we're going to have a word of prayer. Father, as we come, Lord, this evening, I come with nothing but praise in my heart, Lord. I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you to be able to stand behind this sacred desk for one more time, Lord. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that you would just put your spirit in amongst us tonight. Move this evening, Lord. Let this message grab a hold of hearts the way that you'd have it to. And Jesus will give you the praise, will give you the glory and the honor for it all. And amen. Amen. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And I'll say that again. It's a very good scripture, very truthful. And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. All of eternity hinges on the possibility of whether or not this is true or not. And I'll get into this a little bit later on about, you know, whether you believe this or whoever believes this. I'm pretty sure I'm preaching to the choir in here tonight. I'm pretty sure I am, but you know, still yet. I believe it's something that needs to be preached. Following the attacks on September 11th, Mayor Giuliani spoke to the United Nations, and in his he will visit an Islamic mosque on Friday, and then a Christian church on Sunday. Then he commented that both groups worship is common. To me, this is one of the most common worldwide beliefs that is held today. I really want to look at that. But we'll get into different points of it here in just a little bit. You know, you can see it on talk shows, television, you can see it on radio, you hear it on radio, and you can see your favorite movie stars talking about it all the time. You know what? They'll tell you or want you to believe, you know what, that we all worship, we all just get along, right? You'll hear that. You'll hear that. And in a very political correct world that we live in, you know what? It says it is very common to hear that many different ways lead to God. Common to hear that. There's many different ways that lead to God. People will say as long as you're sincere, as long as you're sincerely seeking, you know what? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to stand right here and tell you tonight, my Bible doesn't say that. There's nowhere in the Bible that it says that. About that, you know what? As long as this person believes this way and they're sincere, and this person believes that way and they're sincere, that it is going to lead you to the same God. It doesn't say that. This is a feel-good message, is what it is. It's easy to believe, but the question is, you see, it's okay to talk about God, and we've said this around here before. You can talk about karma all you want. You can do that. You can talk about God. You can talk about karma, about positive feelings coming your way. You can talk about all that if you want to. You can talk about all manner of different topics concerning God. But you better not talk about Jesus. You better not bring Him onto the scene. Whenever you start talking about Jesus, people start freaking out. They do. I like the story. And she was talking about Easter, and you know what? And her teacher said, "Can't do that. That's not what." But the little girl said, "But it's Easter, and Jesus rose from the tomb." You know what? Why can't we not talk about that? The teacher said, "You Christians are foolish." Is why. She told me, "You're foolish. Jesus didn't raise from the dead. He didn't do that." And the little girl said, "Yes, he did." You know, you can imagine. The girl said, "Yes, he did." And the teacher said, "No, no. The Roman soldiers came and took him." That's what happened. He didn't raise. At which the teacher told her to prove it. So this little girl was getting frustrated at this time. She said, You know what? I can't prove it. But whenever I die and I get to heaven, she said, I will ask those Roman soldiers if they stole Jesus' body. Whenever you get to hell, you ask them, you know. Well, and you know what? I say that because, you know what? There are so many things out there, so many ways. Whenever you say Jesus is the only way, whenever you say that, they write you off as being very judgmental, and they write you off as being closed-minded. That's what they do. You see, nobody debates Jesus' existence. No one will debate that. They say he's a great figure. They really don't dislike his teachings, most of them. But people debate the exclusive claim that he says, I am God. I am the Son of God, and I am the only way to God. That's when people start debating you and start trying to make it out like, you know what, you're some kind of fanatic, you're some kind of nut. John 14:6 tells us, and Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I want to tell you something. Whenever you say that to some of the people out here in the world, they go nuts because you know what? He's not... Amen. Nobody can. Also in John 10:30, I and my Father are one. Take, you know, whenever Jesus said that kind of stuff, I'll tell you what, there's that. People start, you know, they start freaking out on us. It's those claims that make people do this. It's those claims. They're what they use this analogy where it's the mountain analogy. They put God at the top, they put man on the bottom, and then they say this religion is how we try to make and try what we try. And what they're saying, well, you know what? You can either go the direct path, or you can wind around, or you can go this way and that way, but when it's wrong, always lead to God. Always. I'll tell you, I've never read that in God's Word. Never have I read that in God's Word. Religions describing the same God? Are they not? You know, in different ways? There really any difference between us and, say, Islam and Buddhism? Is there really any difference between us? Oh, yeah. I'm going to get into that here in just a little bit. But you know what? Many people claim that all those who claim that all religions are valid and true have never really dug into what the truth about these religions are and about what Christianity are. Because when one looks closer, when you look closer into it, I'll tell you this right now, we find often these differences that contradict Christianity, and they are very important ways that they do it. Buddhism, they teach that the ultimate goal is nirvana. And whenever you get to nirvana, all pain and suffering doesn't exist anymore. And the way to reach nirvana is by following the Eightfold Path to enlightenment. And when you reach the place of total nothingness, whenever you get there, you get to the place of total nothingness. More or less, that's it. You just vanish. That's what they teach. Now, that doesn't go along with Savior. Whenever we die and leave this world, praise God, we're going to be with Him forever. Amen? That's where we're going. In Hinduism, the ultimate goal is nirvana also. But notice it says, nirvana for a Hindu is being reunited with Brahm, the all-pervading force of the universe. That's what Brahm is. And the way to achieve this union with Brahm, this nirvana, is through reincarnation. Depending on how you've lived your life determines whether you move up or down. I want to tell you something. My life does not depend on this earth. Mine is in the person of Jesus Christ. Amen? Islam. Heaven is a paradise of wine, women, and song. And the way to achieve this, is this blissful paradise, is to ironically abstain from the things that you're going to be sent to. That's what they want you to do. Oh, yeah. Yeah, to achieve paradise. And of course, there's Judaism. And you know that by following the law, this is where you can get yourself to where you need to be by following the law. Jesus Christ told us that that's not the way, did He not? He told us that wasn't it. So for all these people who reckon you want to tell you that all these religions are basically the same, you can tell them, no, they're not. No, they're not. Amen. We can do that. All sin, number two. One of the things I was talking about, all sin is against God. You know, there is not a religious leader on this earth, not one who can forgive sins. Only God can forgive sins. Because why? Because all sin is against God. You know that? Amen. Psalm 51 tells us that. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Amen? And he says, against thee only, that's what he says. Listen, this is where it's at. Against thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. You know who wrote that? The man after God's own heart wrote that. David wrote that. And you know why he wrote that? Because of the sins that he committed. You know what he did with Bathsheba? We know that. You know what? What did he say? Yes, he did lots of things. But he realized that what he done was sin against what God had put out there. He sinned against God. No other religious order, I don't care if it was Buddha, I don't care if it was Hindu or what it was, they cannot forgive sins. Because why? Because what was done was not done against them. It was done against the one and true God. The reason that all sin is based on God's law, when we break God's law, we are challenging God's authority, is exactly what we're doing. A religious leader can't forgive sins because he too is in debt to sin. Amen? He is. Isaiah 64:6. But we are all as unclean things, and all our righteousness is as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have us taken away. You know what? If my the best that I can do is nothing but filthy rags, man alive, where does that leave us at? Where we are at the mercy and disposal of a God that sent His Son to die on a cross so you and I could have salvation. Amen? Nothing what we can do. You know, no religious leader, no preacher, nobody down here on this earth can forgive you of your sins. Only through Jesus Christ are we worthy to be fit subjects in the kingdom of heaven one of these days. That's it. That's it. And for people to try to make so many different ways, so many different things to get to heaven, I don't understand when it is so simple, so laid out for us. All that we have to do is accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. Amen? That's all we got to do. You know what? And look at these two passages. 1 Timothy 3:16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Who are they talking about there? They were talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen? That's what they were talking about. 1 John 3:1-5. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. You want to know why that they try to make so many different ways? Because they don't know the true God. They don't know Him. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, that it doeth not yet appear that we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that has this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law, for the sin is the transgression of the law. Amen? That's what it is. That's what it's talking about there. Praise God. And I'll tell you, and ye know that He was manifest to take away our sins, and in Him was no sin. Remember, only God can forgive sins, because all sin was against God alone. That's why He had to send His Son to die upon a cross, because of the sin that was done against Him. Only Jesus can forgive sins, because only Jesus Christ was God manifest in the flesh. Amen? The Bible tells us that Jesus bore the penalty of our sins on His own body. Is what He did. God poured out His wrath because of our sins on Jesus when He was on the cross. Do you remember when God said to whenever Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because God had to turn His back on Him. Because of the sins that was placed upon Jesus because of what mankind had done Him. As the scripture I read this evening tells us in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes into the Father but by me. This one statement sets Christianity apart from every other religion. Sets us apart from every other religion. Because Jesus is the one true way. He is the one true way. Either the Bible is right. Amen. And I believe it is. Amen. Either the Bible is right and there is no other way to salvation, or the Bible is wrong and other religions are right. And I do not believe that they are right. If all roads lead to God, then the Bible is a false book and does not have reliability. It doesn't. We might as well just close the book and just not even read it if that's the truth. If all roads, anyone claiming to be a Christian and says that other religions are equally valid is contradicting what the Bible says. That's why I'm telling you, in this world we live in today, there are those that are in churches today that will tell you that everything is equal. All roads, we just need to all get along. We're talking about the Christian church. And it's not right. It's not right. Declaring that Jesus is a liar is undermining His own faith. Jesus' statement about Him being the only way, it stands alone, right? It stands alone in the world of this religious, in what we're looking at. Look at Acts 4:10, 10 and 12. And I like this scripture here too. And it says, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by Him doeth this man stand before you whole. I want to tell you something. You see this man right here? I stand before you whole this evening because of Jesus Christ. Not because of anything that I've done on my own. Not because of Preacher McLean that I got saved under back in the 1970s. Not because of him, but because of the work that Jesus Christ done in my life. It goes on to say, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other. Get that. Mark that down. Don't let them tell you any different. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby what? Say it with me. We must be saved. Must. It isn't maybe. It isn't. There's some, it says we must. And that's through Jesus Christ. It is the Bible, not Christians, that listen to me. It's the Bible, not Christians, that excludes all other paths. The Bible, you know, us Christians, we should follow God's Word. And we believe it. The Bible tells us that all our paths are wrong. That's what it tells us. Jesus, and it says, listen to this. Jesus said that He is a door, and if anyone attempts to get on the path on the other way, that person is a what? They are a thief and a robber. That's what He tells us. Matthew 7:13-14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. But the truth is that God was manifest in the flesh. Amen? He was manifest in the flesh. Paid the penalty of our sins. That's what Jesus Christ did for us. Did you hear the Word declaring that Jesus is a common thing? Do you hear Him saying that out there today? They're declaring that Jesus is just this common man. That's all He was. They're just declaring that. He's no better than any other religion. That's what they try to say. And I want to tell you this evening, that is an urban legend if there ever was one. That's just somebody trying to say something that's false and trying to make it stick. The truth is God was manifested in the flesh to pay the penalty of our sins. What religion can equal, that person can disregard. The act of love, listen to this, is their own Creator paid on their behalf. And that is what God and Jesus Christ did, the total act of love for you and me. Amen? That's what He did. He paid the price for you and me. John 6, all that the Father gives me will come unto me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. Listen to me this evening. You know what? Whenever they come, whenever you hear them talking about on television, you know what? This is the same God. This is all. We can all get there through the same way. It's a bunch of nonsense, folks. There's only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ. Amen. You know what? I praise God that, you know what? He's given me these set of lessons down through this last few weeks. I am. I know this is one probably I've went over before, and I've talked about a lot of different times. But I'm telling you this evening, urban legends. And you know what? There's a lot more in this Bible. And you know what? Let's dig into it. Let's find them. Let's not get caught up in this stuff anymore. You know what? Let's believe the true Word of God. Let's stand upon His promises. Let's stand upon His Son, Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you what, we will never go wrong. We will never go wrong. They come and get a song this evening.